Turn to 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. I want to begin reading at verse 17. 1 John chapter 5, verse 17 said, "All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. We know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." I won't preach a few minutes tonight, if God will help us, on the whole world. The whole world. Have you ever thought about that? What the world is? Now, the world is not just the communities that we live in, but sometimes we think it is. Amen? As a long time, I thought that I lived in the state of Buncombe. Amen? And that's all there was. But it's not just a community. It's not just our neighborhoods that we live in. Amen? I want to say, it's not even the United States of America. Amen? That's not the whole world. But God's speaking to us here in 1 John. He's trying to touch our hearts with the precious word of truth. And he says, "All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death." He said, all unrighteousness is sin. Everything that ain't right with God, that ain't okay with God, is not right. It's unrighteousness. And we know that. We know what unrighteousness is, right? That's it's not pleasing to God. And he says in verse 18, he said, "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not." Now, what does that mean tonight, that it sinneth not? It means that we do not, that we know God because of righteousness, because we know right, that we choose to do right. And so we don't continue in sinfulness. Amen? When God begins to bring stuff to our attention, we defer from that. And we say, you know what? God don't like that, so I'm not going to like it either. Hello? Amen? It begins to make us into the likeness and the image of our Savior. We begin to become more like He is. Amen? So we know that whosoever born of sin sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. So God in this, he's putting a little a self-responsibility there. Amen? We can't pack it all off of God. We have to take responsibility for our own selves. You and I. Amen? We have to be responsible for us. Now, we can't change the whole world, but we can change us. Amen? We can pay real close attention to us. Now, the Bible says that we're not supposed to judge. Amen? But we are supposed to be fruit inspectors. And I think to myself, if I would inspect me closer and not worry so much about my neighbor or somebody else, amen, I think the whole world would be a better place. Because then they truly could see Christ in us and have that hope of glory. And that's what the world is needing today. They're needing that fresh hope from another world. And he said that those that he's trying to insinuate to our hearts tonight, give us the confidence, praise God, because of the blessed assurance that we have in our salvation. Amen? Let me just say this right here. I'm glad Jesus saved me. Amen? I'm glad Jesus saved me. I'm glad it was through His precious blood that I'm saved. He redeemed us by His blood. Amen? He applied His blood to us so that we might be saved. Amen. And from what I know and what I understand in the Word of God, He saved me, praise God, His blood by His precious blood that He shed on Calvary. And I don't have no way to get out from under that. Amen. He covered me with His blood. Now I'm blood bought, praise God. I'm under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what changed my life. That's what gives me new direction. That's what makes me think different. Now, am I still in this old flesh? Yes, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, just like you are. I still struggle with it every day. That's my wife. Amen? But praise God, I've got it. So I've got somebody that's helping me, praise God, to try to do better. Amen? He said, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, that self-responsibility, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Amen? So he's telling us here that that we don't give in to temptation like we used to. Remember when you was young, you was a teenager, and Brother Jeff, somebody said, "Hey, let's go do this," and you're like, "All right, let's go." Now, my Lord wouldn't have done that. Come on now. Amen. I got hands going to have. All right, let's go. Don't think about the consequences. Let's go. Everybody wants to do it. Everybody wants to go. Everybody wants to be a part of something, right? Amen. But he said, "Hey, listen," said God says that those that are born again, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Hey, put something that he puts in there." And so we begin to keep, he begins to show us and point us, direct us, and we begin to keep ourselves. Because we know we don't want to break the heart of God and make him sad. But look at verse 19 here. Here's what we're trying to get to. He said, "We know that we are of God." Amen. Hey, I don't know about you. I know what I have comes from the Lord, because I'm not. I know that he is a teacher come from God, because praise God, there ain't nothing this world can change me the way that he did. There's nothing that could keep me from falling after this world like he can. He makes all the difference in my life, Brother Bobby. He is that difference. Amen. So we know we are God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. So he says that we know that we're God, that we're in God, we're in Christ Jesus. Amen. Saved, praise God, from the guttermost to the uttermost. But he says here that the whole rest of the world lieth in wickedness. Now, I said in the beginning that, you know, the whole world is not just the community we live in or a neighborhood or even the United States of America, but he says the whole world is consumed in wickedness. Amen. And as we live in the world today and we look around us and we see in the fashion of time a life around us, wickedness is everywhere. Amen. They voted last week, praise God, in Minnesota to kill babies all the way up to the day they're born. Amen. All the way up to birth. God help a country that's... And women, ladies, if you call them that, stood behind them clapping, smiling, because they wanted to kill, annihilate little old babies. It's wickedness. He said the whole world is in wickedness, caught up in wickedness. And there's no wonder, because the architect is where we live in, praise God. The prince of power of this present world is the devil. Amen. We see it. He said it lieth in wickedness. Or in other words, it's being controlled by the wicked one. The devil. Amen? The devil. Hey, we see that in Luke chapter number 4. In Luke chapter number 4, praise God. You remember, the devil takes the Lord and he takes him up into a pinnacle, takes him up a mountain, lifts him up, and he shows him the kingdoms of the world. Amen? He shows him the kingdom of the world. And in verse number 5, amen? And then he tells the Lord, he said, "I have all power and all glory." He said, "It's mine." And he says, "I can do with it what I want to." Verse number 6, he said, "For that is delivered unto me, and whosoever I will, I give it." Wow. Think about that. The devil says, "I have all this power." And he said, "I can bestow it on anybody I want to." You let me tell you something, friends. The devil's doing that today. We see people in this world today that are wicked, more wicked than I've ever seen in my lifetime. Amen. You say, "Well, they've always been wicked," but yeah, they've always been the Charles Mansons and those crazed lunatics. But these people today they're just full of the devil. Amen. We can see it because the devil says, he said, "I've got all this power," so I can give it to whoever I want to. And there's no wonder there's people acting the way they are today. Because they've got away from God, they've got away from the Word of God, they've got away from truth, they've got away from the love for the family, from love for the home, love for the church, praise God, the love for their communities, and they're chasing after the things of the world, and the wicked one is taking charge. Amen? He's taking charge of hearts and lives. And if we ain't careful, he's going to snatch up, he's going to get empowered some of our own people. Amen. You say, "What do you got to do?" We got to get ahead of it. Praise God. We got to love them and show them the truth, praise God, in Christ Jesus the Lord. Glory to God. We need to know. They need to know. Amen. Wickedness, he said, wickedness. The whole world lieth in wickedness. Amen. It's not going to change the, praise God, we can't change it but one soul at a time until Jesus comes back. Amen? When He comes back, it's all going to be changed. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm excited about that, ain't you? Amen? The whole world. Amen? The whole world is guilty before God. That's what He tells us. Amen? Look over to Romans chapter number 3. Romans chapter number 3. In verse number 13, look what the Lord says. He says, their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Are you seeing the day? The hour that we're living in? I mean, we're right there. He said, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. He said, that's just the way they are. I've never seen a time that people love misery. They love destruction. Amen? They just want to tear up and tear down. Just embittered and ever, like misery, they strive for misery. And the way of peace have they not known. Amen? Where do you get peace? You get peace from the Word of God. You get peace from the God of the Word. That's where peace comes from. But He said the whole world is missing peace. We don't have no peace. He said the way of peace had they not known. He said that there is no fear of God before their eyes. That's why everything's the way it is. Because there's no fear of God no more. We do not fear God. Amen? But then look at verse 19. This is where we're going to look at. He said, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. So the whole world, he said, is guilty before God. He said, we need to realize it because he said it's all under the law. And the law says law cannot fix us. The law was just a school teacher to show us how much we needed God to help us. Amen? He said, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Amen? But so he says the whole world is guilty before God. The whole world. He said all the world may become guilty. You know what's wrong with the world today? There's nobody guilty. You can't find anybody that's lost no more. And then you talk to people, I mean, they can sit there in a table full of beer bottles and liquor bottles. You talk to them, and they say, well, preacher, I think I'm all right. Amen? Living ungodly lives. Because the whole world, they're guilty for God, and they have no conviction in their hearts. Because they've done forgot to fear God. Amen? They think they can get by. They think they can make it to heaven without the Lord. A fellow told me today, he said, that he was talking to a fellow, and he said, you know, there's all kind of ways to get to heaven. Amen? He said, what do you mean? He said, there's just all kind of ways. He said, Buddha or Muhammad, you know, Confucius. He said, God's just looking for a sincere heart. Let me tell you something. You can be sincere and be sincerely wrong. Amen? I told him, so what you need to tell him is that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the lie. No man cometh Father but by me. Either Jesus is a fraud and a liar, or He is the way to heaven. Amen? I don't know about him. I'm going to stake my relationship. I'm going to stake my eternity on the one that I know. Amen? I don't know about any of these others, fat dead people, but praise God, I'm trusting in a living Savior who got up on that third point day, according to 500 witnesses at one time, I saw Him alive, praise God, and I'm just going to trust that He's still alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father because He tells me so, and praise God, I'm just going to go with Him. Guilty before God, there's nobody that's guilty no more because nobody has that fear. The whole world. Amen. Without fear of God. The whole world is guilty for God. They're in their sin. And they don't even realize it. Or maybe they just don't really care. Amen. I don't know if they don't realize. They just really don't care. But they will one day. when they stand at the judgment plate and have to give an account what they did in this flesh. And that day is coming. The whole world, praise God, is in life and wickedness. The whole world is guilty before God. Amen? Praise God. The whole world is deceived by the devil. Amen? You say, well, preacher, the devil can't do this. You tell us all the time he's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere all the time, Brother Jeff. Be ever, he's there where he needs to be. You remember over in Revelation chapter 20? He said, after this thing settled down and Satan is bound for 1,000 years, he's bound and cast in a pit for 1,000 years, put out of sight, put out of way, imprisoned. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ comes on the scene and he rules and reigns with a rod of iron. He fixes things. He straightens things out. Everything's running good. Everybody's prospering. Everybody's doing what they need to. Everybody's loving each other, or with a pretense of it anyway. You said, pretense? What do you mean, preacher? Well, the Bible says that after 1,000 years that the devil is released. The old deceiver. Deceiver is released for a season. Amen? What does he do? The Bible says he deceives the nations. Amen? Even to the four corners of the earth. Amen. I'm telling you, the whole world is a big place. But said the devil will deceive the whole world, all over, I mean the whole thing, to the four corners of the earth. Amen. Praise God. He said it'd be as the number of the number as the sand of the sea for multitude. Now think about that. How could that be? You're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ coming in power and might. They see it. Amen. He rules and reigns for 1,000 years in perfection. The most perfect ruler there's ever been. Hello? Fair and just in all his dealings. Amen. The same as he is now. Hello? He's the same as he is right now, fair and just in all his dealings. He loves us and cares for us with a great big love. Amen? And he's there to rule. He's there to reign. But what do? The whole world goes after the devil, praise God, the deceiver, and they unite and they join with him against the Lord and his anointed. Amen. They get it. They join themselves after all that wonderful grace and mercy that's just poured out on them and poured out on them, praise God, during the millennium. Yet when the devil rises up and he says, "Hey, folks, come over, join me. Let me show you what we can do. You don't have to live like this. Now, let me tell you, you don't have to live as a Christian today. But the alternative is far worse than anything you'll have as a Christian." Amen. Praise God. We may be persecuted and put down and belittled as Christians, but praise God, one day that we're going to be glorified in the presence of the Savior. He's going to put us up there to be reviewed of the Father. Amen. Glory. I don't know about you. That makes me excited. He said, but the whole world is going to be willing to rise up against the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. The whole world. But praise God, thank God, the whole world is loved by God. Amen. The whole world is loved by God. John 3:16, what does he say? For God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. God so loved even those contrary, even those reprobates that turn their back and rebel against God. God loves those. God loves the world. Can you imagine how hard it'd be to try to love somebody that don't love you? Amen. It's hard. It's a hard thing to try to love somebody that won't love you back. But God so loves us. He so loves the world. Amen. He loves those that's not a part. He loves those that's not a part of church. He loves those that rebel against him. He loves those that despise him and hate him. Yet he loves them. He loves the whole world. Amen. And all we can do is just go out and let the world know that God loves them. There comes a time in everybody's life that we realize that we need something. Amen. In our lives, at some time, some point in our life, we'll come to realize that we need something more than what we have. And what we have to do is we have to put Jesus out there, put God out there, put that love of God out there, so when they get to looking for that, when the whole world begins to looking for something, praise God, to fulfill that need, that they'll find, they'll see, they'll be able to recognize that it's the Lord Jesus Christ that they need. Amen? It's the Lord that they need. So even when people don't love us, when people don't love us back, praise God, we don't give up, we don't quit on them, we just keep loving them. Amen? Because that's what God's people does. We do it because that's what God does to us. He just keeps loving us. Amen? Do you remember a time when you didn't really love Him? You didn't care about Him? You didn't even think about going to church? You didn't care if you did or not. Amen? You didn't want that. You didn't care about no fellowship with Him or His fellowship with you. The whole world thinks that way now. They don't care. I mean, we've got our cell phones. That's all we need. Amen? I get all I need. I get my friendship, my relationships, everything I need. Now we got people that's wanting to marry AI. Amen? Crazy stuff. And it says right on there that you can't believe what AI says. It could be deceiving. Amen? So when they're telling you that they love you, it may be just a deception. It may just be the devil. Amen? That's trying to capture your heart, to capture an audience, to keep us from focusing, praise God, on the righteousness of God and the rightness of His ways. But it said the whole world is deceived. Amen? And it seems like it's just getting more and more every day. Because people are turning their backs on God. He said there'd be a great falling away. Amen? But he said we don't have to be a part of that. He said we're not of those that go back into perdition. Amen? To be made useless and of no account for the glory of God. He said we are those that keep pressing on and keep lifting up His name. And whenever, even when we don't feel like it, we still come to church and we still raise our hand and we say, praise God, thank God for His mercy, God for His love, thank God for His compassion, thank God for His help, thank God for His walk with me. Amen? Encouraging ourselves as David did in the Lord. He said, I look into the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. When he is surrounded by enemy, nobody else around, nobody to help him. He looked to where the Lord was, and there he was. That's where he found him. Amen? He found the Lord, and the Lord found David. Praise God, he brought him out. Amen? But the devil's a deceiver. But God is one that loves us, and He cares for us. He loves the whole world. Amen? That means He loves you. And He loves me. He loves our families. He loves our children, our grandchildren. Amen? We need to be emphasizing that. We need to be putting that on heavy. Amen? It's kind of like peanut butter. If you put it on just a little bit, you don't taste much. You got to get enough on there, praise God, you can taste it. Praise God. We got to lay it on heavy. Amen. The Lord loves you. He cares for you. Amen. Praise God. Get enough on there. If you get enough on there, praise God, they'll taste it. Someone says, come taste and see that it's good. It makes a difference. Praise the Lord. Just a little, hey, this little dab won't do you. We need all we can get of the Lord. Praise God. Because God so loved the world. But the world, praise God, that it was the world that for the world that atonement was made. Amen. Look back over in John chapter number 2, 1 John chapter number 2. Just a page over from where we was at. 1 John chapter number 2. He said, my little children, verse number 1, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So he said, we have an advocate that's right. He's an advocate with the Father. Amen. He said, don't be sinning. Don't be doing the things that's contrary to God, and godliness, righteousness. But he said, if you do, and we will, Amen? We will sin. We will come short of the glory of God. The Bible says we've all done it. And as long as we're in His flesh, we will do it. Now, He said here, we're not supposed to practice it. Amen? We're not supposed to become proficient at it. Amen? We're not supposed to be, we're not supposed to raise our children up to be professional sinners. Have you ever seen somebody that just lies all the time? And they teach their children, and their children they just lie. Amen? I knew a fellow one time that he'd tell the biggest old whoppers you ever seen, knowing he wasn't telling the truth. And he'd look over his wife and said, "Ain't that right?" And well, she'd nod her head, "Yeah, yeah." Amen. Just agreeing with him, knowing that he was wrong. And their children grew up the same way. Amen. He said, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to know what's right. We're supposed to try to tell the truth. He said, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. He said, He is, verse number 2, and He is the propitiation for our sins. That's that satisfaction of atonement. Amen. That's what He's telling us here. Praise God. He said, the sins of the whole world. He said, but He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So Jesus is that perpetuation. I mean, He's that satisfying atonement for our sins. He's the satisfying atonement for the sins of the whole world. You may think about that. He's as bad as it is in the world today. Amen? Sinfulness is just rampant. Amen? Vileness and wickedness, rebellion against God and godliness. Everything that this word stands for, they stand against. But He said, praise God, even at that, He said, we just need to know that we're sinning and we should try to keep from sinning, and that the Lord Jesus Christ is that satisfying atonement for not just you and me, but for the whole world. So what does that tell us? He said, praise God, go into the highways and the hedges, compel them to give me, come in, so they can have the same opportunity for salvation. For that love of God, praise God, be manifest in their lives. We can't quit now. Amen. There's nowhere to quit. I talked to a preacher yesterday. He said, yeah. I asked him, I said, well, you still preaching? He said, well, yeah, preacher, ain't found nowhere to quit. Amen. I said, you're right. Ain't nowhere in there said to quit. Praise God. I said, keep spreading the gospel, praise God, till He come. Amen. He said, that's what we've got to do. He said, but the whole world lies in wickedness. He said, but we have a propitiation, a satisfying atonement in Jesus Christ our Lord for the whole world. Amen. Not just me and my three, but all those, praise God, around the world. Amen. We have the whole world. We see the whole world, praise God, that needs that help. But we also see the whole world in judgment. Amen. Whole world being judged. You remember over in Acts chapter number 17, in Acts chapter number 17, Paul was there, and he's there, and he comes across all these dedications to all these different gods, and he comes to the one there in Acts chapter 17, verse 23. He says, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar which had, with this inscription, to the unknown God." He said, "Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship?" He said, "Let me just declare unto you." He said, "Let me tell you about this unknown God that you have. The unknown God, praise God, that I know about, that I'll tell you about, is a God that it's only one of the gods that you have that can actually help you." I said, "He's a true and a living God that'll manifest Himself to you, praise God, and He'll give you that help that you need, encouragement you need. He'll love you, praise God, in so many different ways. You'll have to like some of them. And He'll encourage your heart so that you might be an encouragement to others." Amen? He said, "Let me tell you about Him, this unknown God." In verse 30, He says this. He said, "The times of this ignorance God winked at." He's talking about they had these unknown gods and they worshiped them. And they had these gods that was made with hands with gold and silver and stone, graven arts of man's devices, handmade gods. Amen.
You know, we'll look at that and we'll say, man, how pitiful is that? Why in the world would anybody be taken in by that? I don't know, why are we being taken in by it today? Amen? We've got these gods all around us today that we run and chase after more than we do the God of the Word. Hello, come on, help me, somebody. Amen? We got so much stuff that we chase after instead of the following God. He said, at times this ignorant God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to what? Repent. Amen? He said, you've got to have a change. He said, what this God will do, he said, he'll change. Praise God. He said, he'll help you to change your ways, the way you're living. He'll be somebody you can truly trust in. He said, you can rely on him. He said, you need to adhere to him. Oh, wait, that's believing. Amen? That's what God said believing is. Verse number 31, he says, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the what? The world in righteousness by that man whom he hath adorned, Lord Jesus Christ, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Amen. Praise God. So he said, hey, by this man, Lord Jesus Christ, and he's given assurance. Everybody ought to know that Jesus Christ, because he rose from the dead. So God gives us that assurance, praise God, that they will be a judgment. God won't hold us guiltless. Amen. He's talking to the whole world. In verse 32, he says this, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. They were okay, amen, with this God that he's talking about, till they talked about a resurrection from the dead, that a man died and a man got up victorious over death in the grave. Praise God. I want to tell you, that death, burial, and resurrection, that's what made a difference in the Savior we serve. That's the God that we have. And the whole world wags their head at it. The whole world stands in unbelief. The whole world mocks at it. But praise God, God Almighty says it's true. He proclaims it. Amen. He gives them the information. He gives us the statistics that we need. He said he'll judge the whole world in righteousness by that man. He judged the whole world in righteousness by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. By the way we live, the whole world will be judged by Jesus, by His life, His goodness, His mercy, His righteousness. Amen. Ours is His filthy rags. But praise God, the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect righteousness. It's right in a way that is perfectly pleasing to the Father. Amen. That's all God wants us to be found pleasing, trying to be found pleasing to Him. I told you before, he said David was a man after his own heart. David wasn't perfect. David sinned and messed up. He's full of iniquity. But he desired to be pleasing to God. He always come to himself and he always repented and he always asked God to forgive him. He always asked God to cover him, praise God. He always asked God to help him. So they're talking to us. Little John's talking to us here. He said, God wants you to have help. Amen. God wants you to do right. God's wanting to help you do right. He said, but you got to want to listen. He said, the whole world lieth in iniquity. Amen. The whole world's chasing after the devil. His mama would say, if the whole world runs out there and jumps off a cliff, are you going to jump off it too? Amen. A lot of people, yeah, I'll go with them. I'll wait to the end. They're my bros, buddies, pals. Amen. I think I'll just go with Jesus. Amen. I think I'll just go with Jesus because Jesus has a pathway to the other side. He is the pathway to the other side. And when you cross over Chile and Jordan, He knows how to cross over. Amen. He'll carry us over, praise God, and He'll plant us on the other side. Amen. And He wants to do that for the whole world, but the whole world won't let Him. But we need help from the Lord today like we never had before. And John, in his writing to us here, he's trying to encourage us. He's trying not just to encourage the church. He's trying to encourage all those, praise God, to become born-again believers. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, because we know that the Son of God has come and hath given unto us understanding. I understand who He is. I know what He is. I know what He means. That we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true, even in His Son Jesus Christ. This is a true God. And He said, this is eternal life. This is the hope. John said, this is the hope that we have. A hope, praise God, that's out of this world. John says this in close in verse 21. He said, little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. He said, keep yourself from idols. In other words, what he said, hey, listen, pay attention to me. Do right. Don't put anything in front of God. Keep everything out of the way between you and God. Don't have no idols. Get rid of them. Chunk them. Destroy them. Put them away. Turn your back on them. Because you don't need them. The whole world is chasing after them. But he said, you don't need those idols. Amen. It's the whole world. Everywhere you look. Amen. It's gone crazy. Lost its mind. But God. Amen. God's people are still trying to do right. Amen.